And let's get into the preview for Night Racing tonight at Pakenham. And joining us is Dean Lester. How are you, Dean?
Good, thanks, Nath.
Look, we're on a good four for racing tonight. Eight races. How did you find going through this program?
Can have a few short favourites. And I think a couple of them look good favourites, to be honest. But, yeah, I think it's quite a good punter's night, actually. Looking forward to it.
Okay, well, that's a real plus. Let's have a look at race one. This is over 1,000 metres. There are no scratchings. Now, the main ones are number one, Henning, at $7. Then you're down to the seven Written Choice, who's an odds-on favourite at $1.85, and Monkey Magic at $7.
Yeah, I think he'll win Written Choice. He showed promise last time in winning on debut at Sandown and then running a very good second behind Super Hard, and that form is really solid for a race like this. Belsonic finished behind him, who's a very talented horse. Recent trial at Cranbourne was excellent. Damien Oliver to ride. I think he can start us off on a winning note. Number seven to beat 10 Monkey Magic, who hasn't raced for a long time. That's the query, but certainly has talent. And there's a lot of speed in this race, which sets up well for a horse like Monkey Magic to run on well fresh. One Henning's pretty reliable around this grade, and four Fast Strike maybe next best. But I think probably see seven in a bit better races soon. Written Choice should be winning 7, 10, 1, 4.
7 from 10, 1, 4, and definitely the favourite one to follow out of the event. We go to the second. This is a maiden over 1,200. Now we've got the likes of 3, 5 Kingdom at 480, the 5 Masuda at 250, Spring Choice is at 320, For Me at $6.50. They're the one single figures.
Yeah, certainly an interesting maiden. I'm going to go with Spring Choice. I thought was very much under the odds first up because it had a tough task from the wide draw over the shorter trip at Yarra Valley, but ran well. Totally different scenario tonight. 1,200, big track, well drawn. I think Spring Choice might be the one here to beat Masuda. Thought they erred with the tactics a little bit last start, getting just a pair or two too far back. And I was ready to back him at his next run. But he's had a trial since, and I would like to have seen him just trial that little bit better than he did. Having said that, his race form's good, and he's probably the main danger. First starter here, number 3, 5 Kingdom. Got back in a recent jump out at Werribee, but I like the way it closed off. It'll need every bit of the 1,200, but looks as though it's got ability and will be strong late. And 7, 4 Me was green on debut, but ran quite well. Thought it might step up in distance, but stays at the 1,200 metres next best. But I think the market's right in having 6 and 5 as the main chances, but I am going with the second favourite there, 6, 5, 3, 7.
So 6, 5, 3, 7 in race 2. We go to the third race, and he can take out runners 3, 6 and 13. We've got number 2 for sure at $2.80, Mezco at $9.50, $5 for Cincinnati Red, down to Hinch and Time at $7.50, and then you've got Runway Queen, who's a $7 chance.
Yeah, and she's the one that interests me a little bit here, Runway Queen. She's been scratched a couple of times since her last run, which is always a little bit of a concern, but at the odds on offer, I'm prepared to find out how she's going. That first up run, she ran 10th of 12. That was a very heavily biased track to the inside, and she was out wide, and she finished right beside a horse like Iconoclasm, who came out and won at his next start by 8 lengths, and Silverhawk's come out of that maiden to win a city race, and I think he's got a great chance. For Sure was in that maiden as well, but was in the right part of the track and ran quite well and has since run well again. So I'm trusting that form line from the Terang maiden, but just going for a bit of value with 12 to beat 2. 10 Hinch and Time did enough first up, will be fitter, and 9 Cincinnati Red was in a very fast jump out recently at Werribee and worked through the line well and showed ability in the first campaign. But I think 12 and 2 might be the key runners in this maiden. Now it's 12 with a bit of value. 12, 2, 10 and 9.
So we go 12 from 2, 10 and 9. Well, we've got an odds-on favourite in the next maiden for fillies and mares, race 4. This will be run over 1,400 metres. You can take out 8, 14, 15 and the 16. We've got number 5, Global Sanction at 6. My Cherry is at 9.50. Milex at 6, down to Rushla at $1.70. It's the current favourite and a dominant one at that.
Yeah, a bit hard to tip against her, really. She's only had the two runs to date, that first up run last preparation. She ran a close-up 6th behind the likes of Aloysia, Selsamore, Grunt, to name a few, and was a terrific run. And then first up off a long spell, ran really well at Sandown. I think she probably lands just behind the speed here, gets a cheap run, and really does look the one to beat. Global Sanction showed enough in the first campaign to suggest be winning races and resumes here, and I think she's trialled up nicely. Four, Excellent Mosh, I think we'll use barrier one to advantage and might be a little bit of value for the trifectas and first fours using barrier one and running a decent race. And seven, Milex, I think as the races get longer, this horse will probably get better again. But wasn't a bad run two starts back in the same race as Rooshler and then ran well again last time out. 9, 5, 4 and 7.
We go 9 from 5, 4 and 7 in race number 4. Race 5, this is the opening leg of the quaddie. This is over 1,600. You can take out number 3. We've got the 2, Houston Street at $6.50. $9 for Captain Rhett. $3.70 for Castleton. It's the favourite. $6 for Alnus. And then you're down to Bella Mia, who was a $5 chance.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bella Mia, scratch from yesterday, and I just think from barrier four here, I'm hoping Bo Mertens just puts her right in the spot here in the first three or four. It doesn't look a high-pressure race, and she does look very well placed. Looks to have come back well, number 11, to beat 6, Castleton. Probably going to get back a touch from the draw, but ran well first up and will be fitter for that run. 4, Bay Cool was a terrific return to racing for a staying horse. Lost his way a little bit last campaign. If he's got another good fresh run in him at 1,600 metres. He maps well here. And 9, Elnas, lightly raced, very consistent, and just looking at how the race sets up, might be the leader here and give a good sight for a long way. But I thought 11 was the safest option in a pretty even race. 11, 6, 4 and 9.
So we go 11 from 6, 4 and 9 in race 5. We look at race 6. This is over 1,400. Takeout runners 3 and 9. Now we've got number 2. He's the boss at $5.50. Kaching is at $2. $3.30 for Abyssinian.
Yeah, I think Kaching's the one to beat. Terrific return to racing recently at Sandown. We'll be better for that run. Looks as though he can land just on the back of the speed here in the first three or four and hard to beat. I'm sure Abyssinian was disadvantaged around Moonee Valley. She looked really awkward around the bends. The rail was out that night, and I just don't think she handled the dynamics of racing over 1,200 around Moonee Valley. 1,400 on the big spacious Pakenham track will suit her well, as it did two starts back, and I think she's the main danger. 2, He's the Boss is the interesting runner. First run for the Hayes Dabney Yard, formerly with Matt Laurie. Looked to close off in a good trial recently at Werribee very nicely. Probably has to go back from the draw, but can be very competitive fresh. And 8, Miss Clooney closed off quite nicely first up in an encouraging return for the URL stable next best. But yeah, Kaching's the one to beat. 6, 7, 2 and 8.
So we go 6, 7, 2, 8 in race 6. Race 7, Class 1, 1,400. Takeout runners 13 and 14. Number 1, Barbie's Boy at $7.50. Air of Victory at $5.50. Heavenly Thought $4.20. Radiant Rouge is at $5.50, and then you're down to Catwoman, who's at $9.50.
I'm going to go with Heavenly Thought, number 4, to win again. Now, it was a terrific ride at Sandown to win because they were going slow. Brad Ruler took the initiative and won the race. Different dynamics tonight. There's enough speed to suggest he'll just land midfield, and all of the form around him to date is very good for Heavenly Thought, and I think he can go on with the job here. Number 4 to beat 8, Radiant Rouge. She was left a little bit flat-footed, second up over 1,200, steps to 1,400 here. Wide draw, but with speed inside, should be able to slot in and get a reasonable run. 3, Aero Victory will be part of that speed. We'll use barrier 1 to advantage and give a good sight. And 10, Skylake, I just think maps really well on the back of the speed, just back a little bit in distance and can certainly be very competitive. But Heavenly Thought looks a bit of an up-and-comer here now. It's 4, 8, 3 and 10.
4, 8, 3, 10. We look at race 8. This is a 64, 1,200. Takeout numbers 7 and 14. We've got number 6, Mastering at 3.10. Misty Girl at 5. 9.50 for Nicodane. Down to Tardis, who is a $5 chance.
Yeah, I think he's the favourite we can back for the night at a reasonable price, a bit over $3 in number 6, Mastering. He resumes from a spell. He showed really good ability last time in and did win first up. Has trialled like an upcoming winner, and I think he can get the job done and win the last. The dangers, I thought 10, Tardis hasn't done anything wrong in the two runs to date. The first up placing was good, ran through the line strongly last start. 9, Nicodame, we'll use barrier 1 to advantage, and I think 1,200's an ideal trip for her. Her last run was sound. And maybe 5, He's a Magic Man, who's got an awkward draw to contend with, but his last run was at least a little bit encouraging. But I think 6 can win the last. 6, 10, 9 and 5.
So we go 6 from 10, 9 and 5 in the final event. And what about a best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
He'll make him the best, Nards. Race 8, number 6, Mastering. The best value will be race 3, number 12, Runway Queen. The quaddie, first leg 4, 6, 9, 11. second leg 2.67, third leg 3.48.10, and the last leg 6.9.10. And my play of the night would be to just have extra unit maybe on number 6 in the last leg of the quaddie, just narrow him down to 6 only in the last leg.
Fantastic. All the best of luck with it, Dean. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you, Nadia.